This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Earlier this month, a small city in Southern California became part of the angry debate over migrant children from Central America. In Murrieta, a couple hours southeast of Los Angeles, a couple of hundred people demonstrated outside of a Border Patrol station that was set to receive a busload of undocumented women and children. The protests forced the buses to turn around, and Murrieta found itself the subject of op-eds and tweets and even a cartoon strip, all of them calling it a place of intolerance and hatred. Murrieta's reputation and its business environment has taken a hit. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Noel King reports.
If you look online for Murrieta, California, this is what you find. Footage of demonstrators and counter-demonstrators chanting, waving American flags, and in at least one case, spitting on each other. But if you go to Murrieta, you also see this.
Congratulations, 3, 2, 1, cut their ribbon!
The Murrieta Chamber of Commerce is welcoming Mariscos Las Palmas, a family-owned Mexican restaurant.
Speech, speech! Tell us about yourselves.
About 30 business owners feast on ceviche and tostadas in the restaurant's parking lot. Efraín Buenrostro Barajas, the owner, won't talk about the demonstrations. His son, Norbert Buenrostro, explains why.
He just doesn't want to send the wrong message to people, to customers, you know, thinking that he's for it or against it or whatever. He is an immigrant, but we just choose not to talk about it because it's so sensitive.
That's the attitude of many business owners here. Stay out of the fray, promote a positive image of the city. But John Husing, an economist who studies the region where Murrieta is located, says behind closed doors, he's hearing something else from area business owners.
They're looking at this as an absolute embarrassment for Murrieta. The best statement I heard made was, you really don't want to be in a place where people are spitting on each other. This was not good for business.
Murrieta is a relatively affluent city of just over 100,000 people. The Chamber of Commerce is aggressively trying to attract new jobs. Chamber President Patrick Ellis.
It's always a concern when you have something like this that kind of paints a black eye, per se, on a city. And you have to just do the best you can to, you know, get through it.
We got tons of water in Gatorade.
11 days after the protests started, only a handful of people are left sitting under tarps outside the Border Patrol station.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be out here for a few hours, so okay. I'll keep you posted.
They have signs that say, Congress, secure the border, and immigrate legally. John Henry, who is so keen to prove he's from Murrieta that he displays his driver's license, said he is worried about the immigrants.
I'm out here today to show support for the Border Patrol guys and to also let the federal government know that we're not going to let them use our small town as a refugee camp and that they're treating these people incorrectly. They need to be brought to a facility that can properly help them.
Henry thinks the message of what he calls the rallies has been distorted. He says things turned ugly in early July thanks to outsiders coming into town. He's sympathetic to business owners' concerns, but he has his own economic worries.
The majority of the people in this area, if you look at the demographics that are unemployed, are white males ages 18 to 32.
People like you.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, finding work around here is very hard, especially when we have thousands of people migrating through this area.
For now, the buses have stopped coming into Murrieta. Pitched immigration protests have sprung up in places like Oracle, Arizona, another town that may have to start thinking about its reputation. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.